It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and you know what? It's time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. I want to mention to you the Predator and Wild Hog Expo is coming to Waco again this year. And I saw a lot of the listeners out there last year that listened to our show here on KETR. But it's April the 4th, and you can go online to sosexpo.com, sosexpo.com, and you can learn all about it. It's all about hunting hogs and predators. I think you'd enjoy it, and you'd probably learn some new ways to trap and hunt hogs. Also, there's a big catfish tournament coming up at Lake Tawakoni here March the 1st. Cabela's King Cat Tournament is going to be there at Lake Tawakoni. There will be some big old blue catfish weighed in, I guarantee you. If you might want to compete in that tournament or just go and watch the weigh-in, you can go online to King Cat USA, KingKATUSA.com. And it's KingKATUSA.com, and you can get all the information, even download the entry form. You know, folks, regular listeners might remember about a year ago I had Mr. Terry Tate, who lives right up here in the heart of KETR country up in northeast Texas. Terry is a custom builder of air rifles. He knows a whole bunch about air rifles, and since last, about this time last year, I've had the opportunity to visit with Terry a lot, and he's got me really interested in shooting and hunting with big bore air rifles. Actually, I enjoyed a hog hunt with Terry about 3 weeks ago up in northeast Texas where I got a nice boar. But I thought we would get Terry back today, Terry Tate, and you know, maybe shed some light on the world of air gun hunting and shooting. Terry, thank you a lot for being with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
I really appreciate you being with us. And, you know, the interest in shooting and hunting with air-powered rifles and shotguns, it's growing right now in leaps and bounds, isn't it?
Yes, it's really taken off now. It started about 10 years ago, and it's word's finally getting out there.
Yeah, and many states allow game animals. Arizona, for one, they saw the light, in my opinion, and they allow harvesting of big game animals with air-powered rifles, and there's plenty of others that allow it. Texas, right now, it's okay to hunt non-game animals, Terry, such as wild hogs and predators, such as that. But as of now, you know, you cannot harvest or hunt game animals with air-powered rifles or shotguns. But, you know, don't you think that'll probably change in the not-too-distant future?
I think it'll change. I think there'll be a lot more states change, and we're seeing it happen every year. There'll be one or two more come on board.
Yeah. Well, once people, I consider myself maybe a little more informed than most outdoorsmen, by nature of what I do for a living. But once I saw the groups and had an opportunity to shoot the rifles, the big bore rifles that you make, and there's a lot of other production models on the market, but once I saw how accurate they are, and then had a chance to hunt hogs with you and kill a nice boar with one of your rifles, I mean, I'm sold. I think... as time goes on, there's still plenty of open country. There's still plenty of places to hunt, and I hope it stays that way for many, many decades. But the truth is, the Texas and all the country is getting more and more people, which equates to less land per person to hunt. In the eastern states, not too many years ago, the laws were passed that you could hunt with shotguns, rifles, slugs only. Well, what I'm getting at, Terry, an air rifle is a low velocity, very effective way to kill animals. I can see them as there gets to be more and more people. It's just got, by nature of the way it operates, it's got to become more popular, don't you think?
Yes, Luke, I think it certainly will. It's not as powerful as muzzle loaders, but it's more powerful than a bow. And you don't have to worry about shooting 3 miles like you do with high-powered rifles.
Exactly. Well, let's tell them about the hog hunt. Man, I'm still pumped up over that. That was, and folks up in Northeast Texas that read my newspaper column, I think the closest newspaper up in that area is the Greenville Herald Banner. But about 2 weeks ago, I had an account of that hunt with you up there. It shocked me. When I was at the bench at your shooting range, Terry, and I saw the accuracy, not only the accuracy of these air rifles, these big bore, 45 caliber we're talking, folks, but when that thing hit that wooden backboard to the target, it was obvious the power it had. But when it hit that hog completely through both shoulders, Terry, and you say that's very common, right?
Yeah, most of these 45 calibers will shoot through a hog. That gun's shooting about 300 foot-pounds of energy, which is really not a lot of energy when you compare it to a firearm. But, you know, we're using air here, and it's plenty to kill a big hog with.
I saw the picture of that big boar that you had hanging and standing beside. How much did that hog weigh?
That hog weighed 420 pounds on certified scale.
Wow. And I think you told me that, was it a 45 that you shot him with?
It was a 458 caliber. Yes, Luke, it was. And I shot him at about 40 yards with a 300 grain bullet.
Uh-huh.
And had complete pass through.
Through the shoulders, too, didn't you?
Yes, sir, through the shoulder.
And anybody that's ever skinned a large boar, caped him out, or for whatever reason, knows you're not shooting just through a little quarter inch of hide. You're shooting through about a 3/4 inch shield on either side on the front end of those hogs. So, man, that's amazing. Shot placement with those, you taught me that too. Shoulders, for if you're hunting hogs with them, is where you want to aim. Where the good thing that I like about the air, Terry, is you can be hunting over a feeder. I mean, it's not a lot more racket than bow hunting. I mean, there's a little quick burst of air, but the hogs really didn't react to that like they would a shot, you know, from a center fire.
Well, the air, you don't have the velocity there, so you don't destroy any meat, and you don't have the sonic boom, so you don't have the noise and the adrenaline rush that the animals get, and I actually think it makes the meat taste better.
Well, you know, I mean, this is a pretty graphic example, but it's the truth. All of the hunters that are listening understand it. Yeah, if you harvest an animal quietly and without a lot of stress put on him, it's got to be it's got to equate to better tasting meat. And that's one reason that I hunt hogs. I mean, I know they're very destructive, and I know a lot of farmers are listening to us. You're a farmer by trade, a dairy man, but you know, they do a lot of damage, I've written in articles in newspapers and magazines a lot, if you have lemons, make lemonade. If you have wild pork, you might as well put it to good use. So the air rifles cleanly and effectively kill these animals, and the truth is they damage less meat. So I can see them. I would just like to see Texas consider making air rifles and shotguns legal for game and say turkey and upland birds. Now, the shotgun, you make a 20-gauge shotgun that I got to shoot. My gosh, I could tell when we hit the backing on the target was 3/8 inch plywood. I mean, it shot all the way through that. So power on your shotguns is also pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, actually the shotgun's stronger than the rifle. And the bigger the caliber you go in air, the more power you can achieve from the gun.
Okay. Now, I know that, you know, round balls, whether you're shooting muzzle loaders, of course, in a muzzle loader, we use patched round balls so that the lead in the ball will engage the rifling a little better. But when you're hunting, does it make a lot of difference whether you're shooting the round balls or... You can shoot, say if it's a 45, you can shoot any 45 type bullet, can't you? Conical or whatever.
Yes, you can. You can shoot anything that you will fit your a 45 caliber.
That'll fit
like
in.
The flat nose bullets for the hunting better than the round ball. It seems to just be a little better.
And Terry, how, say for instance, because of cost, say we shoot shooting in a new one of your new custom big bore air rifles, and we've got it out at 50 yards, and we're shooting an inch group, inch and a half group, whatever, with round balls. Now, granted, round balls will cleanly and effectively harvest deer-sized animals. I've killed a lot of game with round balls, but if you say you've got it shot in with round balls, and then you want to choose your favorite heavier lead bullet, which may, what bullet weight would it be? 250 grains, maybe, or that big necessarily?
Yes, at least that big, or even bigger. We've shot some that 400 grain bullets for these big hogs.
If you were going to choose a bullet, you shot your rifle in with round balls, and you want to choose your, what would be your favorite type bullet or favorite bullet for hunting hogs, say?
Well, a 300 grain bullet, 250 to 300 grain bullet with a flat nose on the front, works really well on hogs traveling at about 850 feet per second.
A flat nose, okay. Now, when you say flat nose, is that, of course, we know it's not going to be a spiral point, but is it flat like the old pellets, the 22 caliber flat pellets, or is it just kind of rounded on the end?
It'd be flat like a wad cutter.
Okay. Like
and what it does is it punches a hole through that skin just like a paper cutter, and it gives a place for your blood trail.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Now back to my question. We've got our new big bore rifle sighted in, okay, with round balls. Now, we're going to take 250-grain flat-nose lead bullets and put in there, hold the same point of impact or the same sight picture that we were with the round balls. How would you estimate, would it group fairly close, or do you think you'd be way off and have to re-sight totally?
No, usually they shoot within the proximity of, and mm-hmm. it'd probably shoot a little lower because it's 100 grains heavier than your round ball would be. Round balls are the least resistant because of the contact in the barrel. Mm-hmm. Then your bullets would be traveling slower, so they would drop lower, but usually it would be right in line. I mean, they stay pretty much in line unless the gun just really doesn't like the bullet.
I'm with you. So I would think that sight it in and shoot for fun with the round balls. When you get ready to go hunting, go ahead and load up with one of these 250 or 300 grain, like you're saying, when you're ready to hunt the hogs. And of course, take two or three, shoot three or four to make sure. If your group's within, honestly, within a couple of inches, well, at 50 yards, that makes no difference. So, you know, I don't know if it'd be important to readjust your scope or not. But if it's within 2 inches, then you're ready to go hunting, really, aren't you?
Just make sure that you're comfortable with the way it's shooting, you know, and make a clean, ethical kill.
That's good counsel right there. You know, Terry, air shotguns is a whole, we could spend another show talking about the air shotgun that you build. Folks, these things shoot as hard. It's a 20 gauge, and it shoots as hard from the way I can tell by the way it sounds when it hits. Very hard. It would cleanly take turkey or whatever. Maybe we'll get you back, Terry, and let's talk about the shotguns. How about that?
I'd like that, Luke. Thank you.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.